neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
To do any type of work such as laundry and so on, except cooking. Baking is permitted, but other matters and Rosh Chodesh for ladies is not permitted. Fasting on Rosh Chodesh also is not permitted, and those that they have some type of neder or custom to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So if Rosh Chodesh falls on these days, so they're not permitted to fast. If they do fast, they have to make up for the fast. That means they have to fast because they fasted. And also Ya'aleh ve'yavoh is not as crucial of lahash and shacharit and mincha. If one forgets or if it's not sure, he has to repeat. But arvit, if he concluded his lahash, then he doesn't go back. But meanwhile, as the halakha permits and is obligated to go back, after Modim, Retzeh, till the end of the filah, he goes back to Retzeh and repeats the Aleviyah. But for Arvit, if he is not sure or he forgot, he does not repeat his Arvit. And same as far as Bikat HaMazon, it's a very much suggested that one should have Sa'udah, have bread on Rosh Chodesh. This way you give respect to Rosh Chodesh by something that usually you don't have for Sa'udah. So you add something special. If you like sushi or chocolate cake, you add to your Sa'udah. But in case you're not sure or you forgot the Alevi Yavoh, we do not repeat Birkat HaMazon unless you are in the fourth bracha. So after the third bracha, if Bezat Hashem you remembered, so then you mention that Baruch Shanatan Vashe Chodashim, you have in Sidurim. There's a short version to make up for Ya'aleh ve'yavoh that you missed.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.